You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
I've got a bit of the sky that did not fall on our heads.
Oh, I've got Fred, a lovely man called Fred who did nothing horrible at all.
Game Fight!
Hello there, welcome to Game Fight. It's the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we push them against each other, and there's orange squash at the back and it's two biscuits each.
Yes, he's Jake Yap. He has been treasurer for the last 19 years. But if I advise you to look, this year's elections are coming up, and once again I will be standing for all posts.
Stephen's got the paper. Sorry. Stephen, there's a lady here wants the paper.
Just because he makes the biscuits doesn't mean that they're good, just because they're homemade. You can make a bad biscuit. That's what I'm saying.
Stephen,
joining us today is Lizzie Edward-Roper, who's chairing the meeting for us. Hello, Lizzie.
Are you dropping off or are you collecting?
I am chairing, but I will not be doing the washing up, and I'd like to put a complaint in about the biscuits. They are stale again.
Yes.
Well, mine was soggy.
I'm going to. If you understood that intro, well done. Thanks. Thanks.
Honestly,
for coming.
To me, it felt like a proto absolutely sketch. I was okay with that.
Yeah,
I was
fine.
Happy with that.
They know what they're getting.
yes, therefore,
I don't know what they're getting.
Let's go. After 331 episodes, they know what they're getting.
Yeah.
Let's go to the 29th of September, 1227, when Frederick II gets excommunicated for failing to go on a crusade like an idiot.
It's not Fred West. Yes.
Yes. Oh, no.
That's where I went with your intro. That's where I went. I was like, okay, it's going to be one of those rides from that.
Other terrible Fredericks. Forsyth.
Hasco.
Oh, I'm in my dad's house, so it's all very echoey here. Anyway, Frederick II was king of Sicily from the age of 4, which is the right age to be made king of anywhere, clearly.
yeah, I think Charles
What
like
should we do about the uprising somewhere? Smash it, kill it, show it your bum. He wrote a book on falconry.
How many four-year-olds have you been hanging out with?
I'm not answering
the right
that.
Did you know Billy Piper back in the day? So that's a callback to something that we haven't played to you.
We're not going
to
tell you.
Nope. Nobody
Carl.
Said.
He liked experimenting. He was a scientist, really. He was really into finding
out. Four-year-old scientists.
They all are at that
age. Yeah, he's a scientist. He did science on the people who lived in Sicily, of whom he was the king, in that he took babies away from their mothers and locked them up and to find out what the language of the Garden of Eden was.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow, I would have been happier with Fred
West. Clearly, it's not the Italian that we speak. We must lock up the babies and find out. He spoke six languages himself, none of which were the language of the Garden of Eden. One pope called him the beast that comes from the sea. When he realised that all the popes hated him, he hired Muslim bodyguards because he thought they wouldn't mind killing papal assassins. And in August 1227, he went to go to on a crusade, and he got to the Mediterranean, but he got ill. So he went home again, and the Pope didn't believe him, so he excommunicated him on the 29th of September 1227. And the next year he said, fine, I'll go on a crusade then. And he went, but the Pope said, not good enough, you're still excommunicated, ha ha ha, and excommunicated him again. He got excommunicated twice. Anyway, the next year he won Jerusalem, Nazareth and Bethlehem back, because he was really good at crusading, turns out. And that's Frederick II, who was excommunicated on this day in 1227, and was pretty horrible.
Well, I've got something for you, Lizzie, that I think you're going to appreciate.
Has it got an Italian accent?
It's elongated.
Oh.
It's a slow rotator.
Hello.
And it's potentially hazardous. It is, of course, an asteroid, number 4179. Oh. Everybody all together. Two TARDIS. Okay, not so up on your asteroids. It in 2004, the 29th of September, thank you, it passes within 4 lunar distances of the Earth. So that's like 4 times that, which in asteroid terms is pretty squeaky. And you're going to have a long wait to see it that close again, I tell you what. Because you're going to have to wait. Well, the closest you're going to come is 2069. 2069, nice. Guys. You didn't even bother to look.
92 years
you?
Old.
Mm.
When named... the world won't exist.
Oh, all right. Wow, you two. I feel like I'm dragging a tarpaulin filled with burning
Custard.
Hair. Yeah.
Jellyfish.
Yours were better. Like burning hair is really light and getting lighter all the time. It was a terrible analogy.
It's just smelly.
Yeah. Have you been watching those Missing Persons shows on iPlayer?
No. Why? How? Where do they even exist?
Utterly depressing.
Why are they missing these people?
Well, various reasons, but none of them particularly cheerful.
Was it an asteroid that took them away?
Yes, it passed within four moon... What?
Do they know if some people just didn't like the people they were with and just walked away?
Just bored.
They just shut the door and said, I'm just going to go to the co-op and get some stuff and just kept walking.
Yeah. Almost everyone I know I've had to declare missing at some point. Anyway, of course, you will know about Tutatis. Who's Tutatis?
Was he one of the Daleks?
One of the Daleks. Very
Tutatis.
Good. Any advance
he's got
on
two Tatas.
Tutati?
He's Asterix by Tutatis.
Exactly. He was a Celtic god. Worshipped in ancient Gaul and Britain, and Asterix got it right, confirmed by 10 sources as being spelled as Tutatis, and that's now the common spelling. And he was one of three Celtic gods. I just thought I'd point this out
Are
to you. I quite like
Asterix
this.
Asterix and asteroid here.
Oh. I think I should.
Oh.
That's good.
Hello,
that's,
come in.
That's my bum. I'm so nervous at having been called out on Asterix and asteroids.
If we're not done in 15
a little
minutes,
bird comes out.
My little bum went, Can I do an impression?
Does the door open first? Clack.
Can I do an impression of my bum when my child climbs up really high on the climbing frame in the playground? There it is. An impression of my bum. Wow. 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 Wow! Wow!
He's climbing very high, isn't he?
He climbs very, very high.
Is he on the climbing wall?
Wow. Yes. Anyway, I thought you might be interested in this fun fact about Tutatis or Tutatis.
I can't get your all out of my mouth. Out of my mind!
Oh, wow! That's staring. That is fully in. That's my point. That's my point.
No, no, I'm being kind. It's been a long day.
That's my point. I will take that. So will you. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
That sounds like an incredible single from the 1980s. I just can't get...
It's the B-side of the Kylie.
Brackets out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I'd like to declare myself a missing person.
What, up my... cheeky.
Pipe.
No.
Anyway, listen to me. This is so tame now. Now we've gone there.
Go on, Tutatis.
Tutatis. Victims who were sacrificed to him were killed by being plunged headfirst into a vat filled with an unspecified liquid.
Oh, was it wee-wee?
Don't know. Annie. It's not specified, mate.
Was it wee-wee amplitude?
Liquid?
But if anyone's going to specify, it's going to be you, isn't it, Izzy? Very specific.
Yes. I can't get that taste out of my mouth.
Love it.
Dog semen.
Well, I'm not editing this.
I think we now know that there's a certain cut-off time for recording these podcasts.
Yes.
We're all aware.
And
yes,
we
let's
are
not do it this
long
late.
Past.
Truly the birthdays.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Horatio Nelson.
Wow.
Who named his daughter Horatia, making him just as good a person as Nigel Lawson.
Wow.
At the age of 14, he went to the Arctic and fought a polar bear. His hat has a funny thing on it. It was given by the Sultan of Turkey.
I love that fact. I love that fact. Why are you going to the Arctic to fight a polar bear?
Fight a polar bear? Why?
Are you, when are you
my
coming
mum?
Back when I've killed it?
Yeah.
Right.
What, with he his fists or with a gun?
But no, he hit it with the butt of his rifle.
Oh, Lizzie's very into those.
So the thing, you know the thing you can see on his hat? He's got a funny...
Wow.
Lizzie can't get the butt of his rifle out of her mouth.
Wow.
The Sultan of Turkey gave him the thing that stuck to his hat, which is a diamond in a rotating clockwork setting, which I think that must look ridiculous.
Is it slow rotating?
I hope so. He married Emma Hamilton before he went to Trafalgar, but he forgot to mention he was already married to someone else. Everyone goes, oh yes, his other wife, Frances Nisbet, who, she's not Frances Nisbet, she's Frances Nelson. She's married to him. Anyway. Emma Hamilton died penniless because Nelson's rubbish. He suffered seasickness his whole life. His body was pickled in brandy after he died, except when they got to Gibraltar, they realised everyone had drunk the brandy from around his body to refill.
That's proper like 2 a.m. drinking, isn't it?
That's still well, not Christmas.
What's left?
I drank Nelson. Some of that Nelson brandy.
Yeah.
Had a hint of Biffins.
There's only a bit left. I mean, there is a pocket of brandy left in there I could get to, but it's just sitting between a cleft of... I'm just going to leave it. Happy death day to Ludwinus, the Archbishop of Treve, who died in 722.
I think Nelson was the Ludwinus, wasn't he?
Very Ludwinus.
By the time we'd drunk him. He died at Reims, and he was succeeded as Archbishop by his son Milo, who said, I want to take his body to bury it in Treves. And we said, no, that is not the custom of this time.
That's bonkers.
We must let him choose where to be buried. So they put his body on a ship without a crew and just pushed it away.
That makes perfect sense.
And saw where it landed. Yeah. it went past Moselle, went past the Saar, and it ended up in Germany. And we went, oh, what's this? And they went, that's the body of Ludwinus. Now we have to do a cathedral there. And there's a cathedral of Ludwinus in Mittlach to this very day.
Good Lord.
That was, great,
that was a great birthday and death days, business mates. That was great.
Thank you very much.
You've done very well.
Lizzie, if you'd like to just detach yourself for 1 second. Thank you.
From your lips.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy McLordy. What we got? What we got? We got the baby kidnapping, Pope baiting, deeply disturbed, Fred the Second.
Frederick
the Second. Terrible things. Yeah, terrible, naughty man.
The beast that came up from the sea.
The beast from the sea. Why from the sea?
Don't know. Sicily is an island, I'm guessing, because he came over from Sicily all the time. Don't know.
Yes.
If you know, why not write to us on Twitter at @date_fight?
Wow. Yes. No.
Because you won't know anything better to do if you do know that.
Or an asteroid. An asteroid. That was the name of my my very first Edinburgh show, I told Jake this, was called Asteroid Hemorrhoid. And the title really was the best thing about it.
Wow.
Hello, Jim. Got a quick. Who's in tonight? We've got. Where are you from?
Yeah, what do you do for? Yeah.
No, I don't know much about that. So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a.
Also got nothing on that. could you say student? Say student. Say. countdown, eh? There we go. Yeah. That's that done.
yeah. So, what do you do for a living? I'm a data analyst for an insurance company. Yeah, it's sort of like being a student, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Think about students.
What's your favourite bit of data?
God.
Don't give away the secrets. Don't give away the secrets.
I can't
it's the
remember.
Bit when stand-up comedians go, good. And everyone sort of laughs nervously because they realise, oh, you haven't got anything at all, have you?
You know nothing. You don't know what your next bit is.
No.
You need to look at your hand or the postcard you've stuck to the wall somewhere.
I watched one. He kept saying, oh, what else has been going on? Yeah. And then he'd pull out a notepad and...
The expenses scandal.
Donald Trump, what's been going on? It can be such a miserable thing, stand-up.
Yeah.
Some people are so brilliant at it.
You don't have to do it every year. You don't have to do a whole hour every year. You can just not do one year and have enough ideas to do one the next year.
You can go on holiday. You can spend that money wisely.
I've done, like, 2 Edinburghs. Mm. Maybe I should do a best of.
Yeah.
Well, it's high time.
You're going full Richard Herring and going into repeating your own shows and podcasts.
Best of 2 shows. I couldn't fill an hour.
The best of your 2 shows would be better than the best of his 9.
Oh, no, he's a wonderful man, mate. He's a wonderful man. Yeah. Anyway, Lizzie.
I don't know.
Come on, we need to keep going just because it's dark.
Well, yes, the asteroids. The asteroid didn't do anything ghastly to babies.
No.
And didn't upset the Pope.
Liquid. That's true.
Oh, there was the unspecified liquid, wasn't there? Mm. That was exciting. But does unspecified liquid trump putting a baby
the
in a
language
room?
Language of the Garden of Eden.
You see, I think we need to remember what a very naughty boy Fred was. So,
he was a
Nathaniel Tapley. He gets all the points in the world. He gets to take all his clothes off and roll around and all the points.
Way ahead of you.
Well, Lizzie won't see because we know where she'll be. Back you go.
Good.
Good. Thank you for joining us again today and indulging this very silly noise. And as the sound of Jacob's anus consuming Lizzie Roper Hole,
doing silly things to music and all up the cunts.
Do come back tomorrow. Or join us on, give us some money on Patreon. That'd be lovely.
That'd be really brilliant.
Let's just keep doing this and we love doing it. If we have to stop, that would be awful.
Sorry, Lizzie. Did you love it? Did you though? I need to know you loved it. I can't. Did you love it? Did you love it? But did you love it? You didn't love it. Oh, that's awful. I wanted you to love it.
I'd rather suck a dog's
You would know. You would know.